Hello, this is Wolfgang Kandek. I'm the CTO for Qualys. I'm here recording a HelpNet security podcast. I want to talk to you about one of my favorite subjects. He is the 20 critical security controls. They're basically a framework of things that work in security. So differentiate that from other frameworks that tend to group together many controls, all of them with good intention, but usually overwhelming the users because of the sheer number. So for example, the NIST 800-53 framework has over 1,000 controls, and it's really difficult for somebody who's not a complete native in computer security to find their way through those controls, to prioritize them, and to see what's really important. So the 20 critical security controls kind of evolved out of that feeling to say, what actually works? Why don't we go talk to practitioners of computer security and see what are they doing? Turns out we were able to reduce the number of controls to that magic number, 20. Not everybody in the discussion was happy with it. Some people wanted 25, others were looking for 30, but we thought 20 was a good number. The great thing about the 20 controls is also that they are prioritized. So the top four are the most important ones. And the top four are visibility over your computer hardware. So the idea that you know how many machines you have in your networks and what their function is. The second control is visibility over your software. So knowing what operating system installed on those machines and what applications are installed on those machines. The third control would be to get an idea of the configuration and runs of each of these machines. That should be a vetted configuration by your IT department or by your security department. You should know what configuration is installed on each machine, and it should be configured in a way that it minimizes external access. The fourth control is constant monitoring of those machines, vulnerability assessments, and fast remediation. And in that context, that fourth control recommends that you fix problems on those machines within 3 days. Now, the interesting thing about those controls is that the writers gave a number of pointers on how to implement these things and where to start. They call them quick wins. What I've done for my presentation this year here at RSA is taken the data that comes out of Qualys Guard, which is a tool that is rooted in the vulnerability space, but gives a lot of other information. For example, tells you what softwares you have installed and what machines you have installed. And I've taken that data through the API and reformatted it in a way that you can easily report on the 20 critical security controls and address primarily those quick wins that come in each of the controls. So the idea is to take a relatively simple script, use the Qualys Guard API, pull down the data, reformat some things, apply a scoring algorithm that helps the end user to prioritize the vulnerabilities that come out and put them into a log system that then can be used to do these queries. We've used Splunk to do this, the open source version. And that enables us to report then very nicely on time-based data. So for example, how does the score of a machine develop over time? And what can I do, or what is the most efficient vulnerability to fix to lower that score? Another thing that putting the data into this tool enables us is the comparison of different groups. So you would now be able to pull a report for a certain geography, maybe for a certain city, and compare it to the score of another city, maybe even publish these internally to try to get a little bit of competition going between different IT groups. And this is actually what has been shown in past efforts to be one of the biggest drivers of improvement. Get a score, potentially map it to a grade, just like in school, A, B, C, D, and F for failure, and publish these scores on an intranet site so that people can compare each other. At the same time, you also have to have clear instructions on how to improve your score. So you have to say, if you're currently on a D, how easy would it be to go to a C? or translated into our space, what's the vulnerability that I have to fix or the vulnerabilities that I have to fix that would give me the biggest return on my investment? If you can do that, the potential returns are enormous. We've seen cases where companies and organizations have been able to improve roughly 90% within 1 year after starting this type of program. So I'd like to encourage you to take a look at the 20 critical security controls. They are managed by the Council on Cybersecurity. The website would be www.councilonscybersecurity.org. And we're currently working on version 5.0. It's still in the draft phase, so you can still comment on that. So I encourage you to download that and give us your feedback on what you think about the controls, the quick wins, and the priorities that are lined out in the document.